We're with Dawn Riley and Angie Curtis. We're going to be talking about Ole's Attic, new business that's coming to Valley City. Dawn and Angie, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dawn, talk a little bit. You're going to be the owner of the business. Talk a little bit about the focus behind Ole's Attics.
Yes, I am the owner. My son is the creative part of this. And Ole's Attic will be repurposed, vintage, antique, a couple of different gift lines. So kind of an all-around kind of gift shop, antique kind of thing that we're super excited about.
What exactly are some of the items that you'll have for sale?
Well, we have chocolate. You know how excited I am about that. So first of all, let me talk about the chocolate, because the chocolate is part of the gift line, one of the gift lines. And the chocolate, it's called Abdullah Chocolate. It's out of Minnesota, and it's not just any kind of chocolate. They don't sell it in the big box stores. It's pretty unique to just gift shops, and it's a pretty excellent chocolate, if I must say so myself, because it's one of my favorites.
So you've taste tested it before then?
Plenty of times. Yes, I have. So, that's will be unique, and we'll have our own candle line as well.
So what's this candle line? What's this like?
We've got a lot of really great fragrances. Like, one of them is Monkey Farts. It's kind of funny, but it sounds funny, but you know what? It's actually one of my favorites because it's more of a tropical scent. It's really kind of fun. And they're not all named goofy like that, but
okay.
It's a great candle line. That will be unique to us. They're, wood wicks, so which the candle burns longer with a wood wick. So these will be unique to us.
I understand, Angie, you're going to have some flowers inside. You're going to have a little shop set up there, too. Tell us a little bit about that, Angie.
Yes, I will. Thank you, Steve. I own Prairie Ridge Floral. I am a new design studio in the area. This spring, I will be working out of the historic Alderman School north of Valley City. I've also just recently been asked, though, to provide flowers to Ole's Attic, so I'm excited about that and to be working with Don and Dustin on this new venture. I do specialize in flowers for weddings, but if people want to just stop in and pick up something, they'll be able to do that at the store. So
it'll be flowers, and you'll provide these flowers on a weekly basis, is that right? Or?
Yes, on a weekly basis, but then officially open April 1st.
Right.
So after that point, I will provide flowers on a weekly basis so people can just stop in. We'll have mixed bouquets in a display cooler there.
All right, that'll be at Ole's Attic. And then what would your hours be then after April 1st? Monday through Saturday thing?
Yeah, probably Monday through Saturday is what we're planning for at this point, yep.
A couple of other employees, too, that are going to be working there, right?
Right. Well, my son, of course, he's the creative part of this venture.
Okay.
He does the repurposing, and Bryce is a photographer and does a lot of our photo work, and will be doing some photo work for us, and as well helps with the repurposing of items. Also, we'll be doing some consignments. We have a couple people that are interested in consigning some of their repurposed items, so we will be doing some consigning as well.
Dawn Riley and, of course, Angie Curtis. Now, Angie, tell us if they want more information on Prairie Ridge Floral.
If people want to look at some of my past work, they can go to my Facebook page, Prairie Ridge Floral. If you have any questions, you can also give me a call at 701-490-0389.
And Dawn, your Facebook page?
Yeah, our Facebook page is Ole's Attic. We will be posting some of the items that we will have, so keep an eye on our Facebook page.
Ole's Attic. Thank you, ladies, for joining us today.
Thanks, Steve.